आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू ले फाउंडेशन स्टोन ऑफ कंट्रीज फर्स्ट केन बेतवा रिवर लिंकिंग प्रोजेक्ट इन मध्य प्रदेश टुडे। Nation marks 100th birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee as Good Governance Day today. Union Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah to dedicate more than 10,000 PSCS, Dairy and Fisheries Cooperative Societies to the nation. President Draupadi Murmu appoints governors in 5 states. Christmas is being celebrated across the globe to mark the birth of Jesus Christ. And in National Shooting Championship, Punjab's Ghanemat Sekhon clinches second consecutive national title in women's skeet competition. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Madhya Pradesh today to inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects in Khajuraho. Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone of Ken Betwa River Linking National Project, the country's first interlinking of rivers project under National Perspective Plan. The project will be launched to mark the 100th birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee as Good Governance Day today. Madhya Pradesh Governor Mangu Bhai Patel, Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav and Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patel will also be present in the program. We have more from our Bhopal correspondent.
A tripartite memorandum of understanding was signed on 22nd March 2021 between the Chief Ministers of Madhya Pradesh and Uttar Pradesh and the Union Jal Shakti Minister in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi for the implementation of the country's first Ken Betwa Link National Project. The cost of this project is around 44,605 crore rupees. 90% of the project expenditure will be borne by the central government and 10% by the respective state governments. This project will provide irrigation facilities in more than 8 lakh hectares of area. Ken Betwa Link National Project will also provide drinking water facility to 44 lakh population of 10 districts of Madhya Pradesh. This project will generate 103 megawatt of hydropower and 27 megawatt of solar power. Most importantly, it will improve the condition of groundwater level in drought prone Bundelkhand region. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
The Prime Minister will also release a commemorative stamp and coin marking the birth anniversary of Atal Bihari Vajpayee. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee stands tall as a statesman who continues to inspire countless people. Paying his tributes to Vajpayee on his 100th birth anniversary, Mr. Modi said that the nation will always be grateful to Atalji for being the architect of India's transition into the 21st century. In an article published in different newspapers, the Prime Minister said that, coming from humble roots, Mr. Vajpayee realized the struggles of the common citizen and the transformative power of effective governance. Prime Minister Modi said that the NDA government under Atal Bihari Vajpayee made the first serious attempt to make technology accessible to the common citizens. Mr. Modi credited Atal Bihari Vajpayee for not only boosting economic growth, but also bringing distant regions closer, fostering unity and integration. We have a report on his life journey.
Born on 25th December 1924 in Gwalior, Atal Bihari Vajpayee's personality had many facets. He was a forceful orator, a writer, poet, a selfless social worker, journalist, but more than anything else, he was a leader among leaders.
Haar nahi manunga, raar nahi thaanunga, kaal ke kapaal par likhta mitata hoon, geet naya gaata hoon, geet naya gaata hoon.
He served thrice as the Prime Minister of India. His legacy comprises forward-looking economic policies, massive infrastructure projects and development of national highways as well as roads in the rural areas. His astute and wise economic policies laid the foundation of a longest period of sustained growth in independent Indian history. It was under his leadership India successfully conducted Pokhran 2 nuclear tests and cemented its position as a nuclear state in 1998. He had a long parliamentary experience spanning over 4 decades. As a foreign minister, Atal Bihari Vajpayee was the first person to speak in Hindi in United Nations in 1977. He was awarded India's highest civilian honor, Bharat Ratna, in 2015. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Union Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah will dedicate more than 10,000 newly established multipurpose primary agricultural cooperative societies, dairy and fisheries cooperatives to the nation in New Delhi today. He will also distribute registration certificates, RuPay Kisan credit cards and micro ATMs to the newly formed cooperative societies during a national conference of cooperatives. These financial tools are designed to provide easy access to credit services in panchayats and promote financial inclusion. These will also enable rural population to benefit from various schemes and participate in the nation's economic progress. President Draupadi Murmu has appointed governors in 5 states. Governor of Mizoram, Dr. Haribabu Kambhampati, will now be the new governor of Odisha. The development came following the resignation of the present Odisha governor, Raghuvar Das. Former Union Minister General Vijay Kumar Singh has been appointed as the governor of Mizoram. Rajendra Vishwanath Arlekar, who is serving governor of Bihar, has been appointed as the governor of Kerala. He will succeed Arif Muhammad Khan, who will be the governor of Bihar. Former Home Secretary Ajay Kumar Bhalla has been appointed as the governor of Manipur. Congress Party released its second list of 26 candidates for the upcoming Delhi Assembly polls. The party has fielded Satish Luthra from Shakur Basti Assembly constituency, Dharampal Chandela from Rajouri Garden seat, Farhad Suri from Jangpura, Rajesh Lilotia from Simapuri and Vineet Yadav from Rajendranagar Assembly constituency. ISRO is gearing up to end the year on a high note with the launch of SpadeX mission, the launch of 2 small satellites to demonstrate docking in space. The launch is scheduled at 21:58 hours on December the 30th from the first launch pad at Sriharikota. India's workhorse Polar Satellite Launch Vehicle, PSLV-C60, will launch the 2 220-kilogram satellites in a 470-kilometer circular orbit. The launch vehicle will be providing a small relative velocity between the two. The two satellites will later separate to build up a distance of around 10 to 20 kilometers between themselves. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Christmas is being celebrated across the globe today. Christians all over the world celebrate Christmas to mark the birth of Jesus Christ. On the occasion, people decorate their houses by putting a Christmas tree, illuminating stars, holly wreaths, and exchange gifts. Churches of all denominations are organizing special Christmas services and events. Meanwhile, Pope Francis kicked off the 2025 Holy Year, inaugurating a celebration of the Catholic Church that is expected to draw some 32 million pilgrims to Rome. From his wheelchair, he knocked a few times and the great holy door of St. Peter's Basilica swung open. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have extended their greetings to people on the occasion of Christmas. Kerala is in a complete festive mode as it joyously celebrates Christmas. Our correspondent reports that the state has rich local customs associated with the festival.
In Kerala, all streets and houses are decked up with shiny stars and sparkling lights and carol music in the air. Special prayers and mass were held in churches on the eve of Christmas. Hundreds of believers participated in the Thirupiravi celebrations held in various churches across the state. The Christmas celebration in Kerala exhibits the influence of Syrian and Western ways along with its own cultural elements that includes local traditions and exotic delicacies. Kerala's festive special, Teenmura, is a vibrant multi-course Christian feast that showcases the region's rich cultural heritage. Christmas celebrations will continue right up to the coming of New Year with special fairs and festivals in the state. Mayusha for Akashwani News from Thiruvananthapuram.
Nagaland too is celebrating, embracing the occasion with a blend of religious reverence and festive spirit. Our correspondent describes Christmas celebrations being held in Nagaland.
Many churches held midnight service on Christmas Eve, accompanied by prayer sessions that set the tone for the joyous occasion. The sound of bells ringing and carols filling the air echoed the praise of Lord Jesus Christ as worshippers gathered in solemn reverence.
Glory to the newborn King.
This morning, congregations of different denominations are gathering in churches for community worship and prayer across the state, dressed in their finest attire and singing hymns of praise.
To save us, our sins come and we will go astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Delectable feasts are being prepared to regale the Naga spirit and party in traditional community Christmas fairs. Exchange of greetings and gifts and visits to friends and dear ones are marking the celebrations. Asunyo, Akashwani News, Kohima.
Akashwani News brings you a glimpse of 2024 in its special year-ender series. Today we take a look at the Department of Food and Public Distribution. Our correspondent has the details.
The government this year further extended the Pradhan Mantri Garib Kalyan Ann Yojana for 5 years from 1st January. The supply of fortified rice was successfully implemented this year in March, achieving 100% lifting. Under the National Food Security Act, all ration cards have been digitized. Over 99% of fair price shops in the country are automated using electronic point of sale devices for the transparent distribution of subsidized food grains to beneficiaries. The One Nation One Ration Card plan is enabled in all states and union territories, covering around 80 crore beneficiaries. The Department of Food and Public Distribution also launched Bharat Atta and Bharat Rice under the open market sales scheme to make atta and rice available to general consumers at subsidized rates. With Saklan Akhtar, Priya Monroe for Akashwani News, Delhi.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold wave to severe cold wave conditions in parts of Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan and Muzaffarabad today. According to the IMD, minimum temperatures over the northwestern region of the country can fall by 2 degrees Celsius during the next 2 days. The Met Department also forecast a gradual rise in minimum temperatures by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over western India in the coming 2 days. Meanwhile, the air quality in the national capital, Delhi, remains in the very poor category with an average air quality index, AQI, of 333 as of 7 this morning. In the 67th National Shooting Championship, Ghanemat Sekhon of Punjab clinched her second consecutive national title in the women's skeet competition in Delhi. In the individual women's final, she hit 50 out of 60 targets, comfortably defeating her state mates, Aziz Chinna, who managed 46 hits to take silver. Olympian Reza Dhillon secured bronze. This was Sekhon's second gold of the competition. She had earlier won the women's team event with teammates Parinaz Dhalibal and Jasmeen Kaur. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Anita Anand.
Thank you, Sunil. The top story in the Asian Age refers to the Prime Minister meeting 15 experts along with the Finance Minister and Niti Aayog officials to elicit views on the budget and economic growth. The death of 5 army personnel whose car rolled down a 300-foot deep gorge in Poonch has been reported on the front pages of dailies. 5 personnel hurt in the accident have been shifted to Poonch Hospital and any terror angle has been ruled out, writes the Tribune. In a significant order, the Supreme Court of India has restrained the Enforcement Directorate from accessing and copying content from electronic devices seized during searches conducted on lottery king Santiago Martin. The petitioners had pleaded for protection of the fundamental right to privacy, reports the Indian Express. And finally, the NHAI has taken a pilot project to provide cattle shelters along the national highways in a step to enhance road safety, address the challenge of stray cattle and avoid animal-related accidents on the national highways, writes the Pioneer. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Anita. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to lay foundation stone of country's first Ken Betwa River linking project in Madhya Pradesh today. Nation marks 100th birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee as Good Governance Day today. Union Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah to dedicate more than 10,000 PSCS, dairy and fisheries cooperative societies to the nation. President Draupadi Murmu appoints governors in 5 states. Christmas is being celebrated across the globe to mark the birth of Jesus Christ. And in National Shooting Championship, Punjab's Ghanemat Sekhon clinches second consecutive national title in women's skeet competition. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.